hey there, welcome to Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
Well, things are happening in Tip Tap Tip land. I don't know where you're even going to start. Got back from my thing. Christmas is coming. All sorts of fun. I don't even... I'm just going crazy here.
I know. Getting new drapes. Found the most amazing material at the fabric store. I want to live in the fabric store, Eric.
We are...
I love the fabric. I just want to roll around in it in the fabric store.
So just to our longtime listeners, just a heads up, we are turning into the all fabric and fabric review podcast. So we hope that you are going to come along with us on this journey.
We will be testing the flow and the hangability and the pleatability and drapeability of fabrics.
I feel like there's so much to talk about when it
comes to that. There is so much, Eric.
Well, I hope you...
So many different options, so many different types of material.
Well, I hope people join us for this ridiculousness. And we're totally not lying. We actually are turning into a fabric podcast. So I have all fabric related stories. Actually, no, I don't. I should, though.
No, that would... I don't know if that would work. I can tell you my experience today going to the fabric store.
Oh, I'm sure it is fantastic, Rochelle.
I went there prepared. I made my measurements.
Whoa.
I estimated all of my measurements that I needed. Then I go there. Then the lady throws meters at me. I measured everything in inches and feet. And then she throws meters at me. She's like, well, it's actually measured in meters here. I'm like, oh, are you kidding me? Well, now I'm just fucked. Like, I can't.
You just can convert it or what?
No, I don't know how to do that. Are you kidding me? That's like math.
Yeah, you know what you do? Here's what you do.
You put it in your phone. I know. You say how many blah, blah, blah is in. Yeah, I know. But Bo was playing on the phone while I was doing this. So, I mean, she was able to convert it for me.
Yeah.
But then she's talking to me in meters and centimeters. And I'm like, I measured everything in inches and feet. That's like American measurements, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
But a lot of things here are measured that way.
Some things like, I know for where I work, at least paper, still in inches. I don't know why. I'd rather just go. I feel the construction industry is all...
I feel confused.
I feel like we should just go all in when it comes to meters and centimeters. Like, why are we doing certain things?
I know. Now I feel like I need to reevaluate my measurements and make sure that they're right with her measurements, which is good because I did not buy the super expensive material yet because, you know, if it gets cut wrong and we take it home, mm-hmm. it's done, right?
Yeah, you kind of like screwed.
Yeah, so.
But the picture that you showed me was actually quite nice. I like that.
Oh, it's so beautiful, Eric, but it's not cheap.
Uh-oh.
Which is why I'm waiting for Black Friday.
Is it going on sale on Black Friday?
Well, tomorrow. It's going on sale tomorrow, 50% off. And I was able to put it on hold. I'm like, yeah.
High five.
This lady's awesome. I'm so glad that she helped me out with that because some people wouldn't tell you that. They'd just be like, oh, I don't care if she buys it today, not on sale.
Nice.
Yeah.
So we're going back tomorrow and we're going to get some fancy drapes.
Yeah.
But don't
assume that it's going to be done that quick because this is going to be challenging. This is a big challenge for me.
What's the challenge? It's just a couple of pieces of fabric.
Yeah, fuck you.
I don't know. I know nothing about this. This is the Eric Gets to Know About Fabric and Drapes podcast.
Okay, everything needs to be measured properly because the curtain rod that we have is curved.
Okay.
So it's not just flat against the window. So you have to add on so it's just exact measurements. And then I'm pleating the material with this stuff that you put on top of the drapes.
Yeah.
And then you put these little hooks in so that all of the material is pleated. So it has that nice curtain pleat flow.
Have you ever done anything like this before?
No, I've never done anything like this before. But it's just like a piece of tape that you sew on the top of the curtain.
I think I know what you're talking about. Like this.
Yeah, and then I got like the little metal hooks for it. But then you have to add all the measurements for the pleats, right? wrap that around your brain. Can you wrap that around your brain?
My brain is pretty big.
My brain is mush when I think about
but
that.
But I'm having a difficult time to wrap my head around it.
Because I don't know how many pleats they're going to be, so how am I supposed to measure for it?
Oh, man.
Right?
I bet you there's a YouTube video for stuff like this.
Oh, I just do it and then to wing it. And then if it gets fucked up, you just fix it. That's what I do.
Is that your philosophy for life?
Well, you can only do so much planning. I talked to the lady about it. And we basically estimated that you'd have to do like twice as much material as you would normally need.
Okay.
We estimated almost twice as much. Because if I do twice as much, I think that would be too much.
You have lots of extra in case you do.
Yeah, and this material is really expensive. So
okay, you told me this the first time. but it's really,
Eric,
really.
It is. It's $50 a meter. Wow. $50 a meter.
How many meters are we getting for show?
Six.
$300.
No, seven.
So $350 for this.
Yeah, but tomorrow it's 50% off.
Okay, so $175.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm sure it'll be fabulous curtains.
They are going to be, I'm going to like rub myself against these curtains. They're just going to be so beautiful.
Well, I hope you
We're going to have them for like 300 years.
Oh, good.
So they'll be worth it.
It'll be certainly a step up from what we had to replace, whatever you would call those crap things.
Yeah. Well, I think I'm basically making custom made curtains for our house, which is priceless. It really is priceless.
You can't put a price on that.
Yeah. But did you, yesterday I was trying to figure out this curtain rod system from IKEA. Oh my goodness. These little like roller tracks and these little connectors and blah, blah, blah. I hate that stuff. There are so many little pieces. I finally figured it out.
Oh, you did figure it out.
Yeah, but I didn't get it on the wall.
Yeah.
I'm going to need your help with that.
Okay, well. But it was a real pain in the ass.
It is. Yeah, there's just lots of little pieces and connectors and stuff.
Huh.
Yeah.
So other than the curtains and what have we been up to?
Lots of stuff.
Yeah.
I'm working on some paintings.
Mm-hmm.
Almost finished my painter man painting. So that's pretty fun.
Yeah.
You like that one, hey?
I do like that one, yeah. So yeah, I got back from a conference a couple weeks ago. I think I may have
spoken. We talked about that on the last podcast. That was like a long time
ago.
That
was before I went to the conference.
Are you going to talk about this conference for like the rest of your life?
I feel like it was.
This like one time I went to San Diego.
It was pretty good. Okay. You don't want to hear about it?
We already talked about it on the last podcast.
No, because the last podcast we did was before the conference.
Are you sure?
I'm 100% positive. I checked.
Fine, I'll let you talk about it then.
Oh, fine, you'll let me talk about it. Okay. Well,
What was your favorite trip experience in San Diego? What was your favorite thing?
What was my favorite thing? You're not interested in it. So.
Well, it's been so long ago. Fine. I'm sorry, but it's hard to fake it. I can pretend. You know, I can pretend because I really liked that the pictures that you showed me of that car that turned into a boat, which apparently when I was talking to someone about that vehicle.
Yeah.
What was your dad? And he's like, oh yeah, those things have been around for like 70 years. That's what he said. Since World War II, he said they built them for...
I think maybe they had them. They,
invasion of or something.
Maybe. I don't know. Like it didn't really turn into a boat. It just kind of drove into the water. And that was that.
Yeah, it turned into a boat.
Okay.
Can our car, if you drive our car into the water, will it just float?
No.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah, that was fun. I think we should convert our car into a boat car.
Our car should probably go under the water.
It probably will go under the water eventually. We'll be driving one day and like the steering wheel will just be like,
I'm not
working.
When I was driving today, I saw a little dark green Alfa Romeo.
Yeah.
Do you know those cars are so freaking cute, but they're really tiny. Like if you get smashed up in one of those
cars,
screwed. Yeah, you're just going to be squished.
Is that your dream car, Rochelle?
It's so cute, but I don't know if I would want to drive it in Calgary.
Just because you would...
There's so many trucks and SUVs, you have no chance.
I feel like that. Driving around in our little vehicle, I feel that way as well, even though we're not nearly as small as...
Yeah, exactly.
But, when you're being tailgated by, like, this big Ford 350... And they're just like, get off the road, dum-dum. And you're like,
they don't do that to me. I'm a good driver.
I'm not a good driver, so they do that to me all the time.
But, you know, like being in our car next to his car, I kind of had like car embarrassment. I was like, oh, like I want to like. Like there's no way I can't pretend to be cool. Like there's no way you can pretend to be cool in a PT Cruiser. Like you just I'm really starting to feel that way. Before I was like, I don't care about cars. I don't care. I didn't really care about cars that much.
Now you're kind of,
because I think because, you know, we live in the suburbs now, so we do a lot. I do a lot more driving.
Yeah.
And there's a lot nicer cars out here. And
you're taking notice of these.
I'm taking notice of how awful our car is. What a piece of shit it is. Try to go up a little bit of a hill, only going 80, and you're like, oh, gunning it. Like, come on, you can do it.
It's all about
the
moment.
It's so embarrassing. You can't look cool. Like, I have to start, like, you know, wearing a disguise while I drive or something.
Really? You feel that bad in our car?
It's pretty bad. It's starting to get that way, especially when you're next to an Alfa Romeo. Okay, that's a cool car.
Yeah, I get that.
We are not, like, our car is not cool. It's not, like, ironically cool. We didn't pick it.
We picked it because it was cheap, basically. Like, it was cheap and it ran.
The thing is, like, our car is kind of like one of those, well, it's a very distinctive car.
Yeah.
So people who drive it pick it. They wanted it.
Yeah, no one ended up. With
like a Volkswagen Beetle.
No first time owner of a PT Cruiser ended up with one by accident.
They thought it was cool.
They bought it. I'm buying into the lifestyle of a PT Cruiser owner.
Yeah. Whereas I think like a typical like four door sedan car, like it doesn't really say much.
It doesn't say anything.
Yeah, at all, right? But our car says so much about a person, but then because we didn't pick it, it's like...
What does it say about us?
I don't know.
I'm confused.
I think it says that we're kind of... Like, we're...
Especially when you see, like... I get what you're saying.
We're young, but, like, our spirits are actually, like, old, retired...
You know, but then you have to do what I do is you have to pretend that you're, despite the vehicle that you're driving in, you're still badass. So what you do.
But it's not. You can't do it. I'm sorry. If I saw a guy driving a PT Cruiser, I would be like, oh, poor you. You got that car from your dad,
roll
right?
down
like,
the windows, play some Motorhead at the stoplight, and then you show Mr. Alfa Romeo who's really the cooler person. You never do that. You never just kind of like blast like some like badass music and go, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I do that all the time, but it doesn't, I'm not really sure that.
It negates the.
Yeah. Like I think the car is too powerful of an image.
Okay.
You know?
So with that in mind, what kind of vehicle would you want? With, you know, say we have a budget of a regular budget, not like a sports car or a Porsche or what reasonable.
I like those FJ Cruiser things, those ones that look like a Playmobil Jeep.
I'm gonna FJ, just so I know what you're talking about.
They're chunky.
Oh yeah,
those get them in bright different colors. Like the blue one is super beautiful. I like the green.
I do like those ones. Are they expensive?
I'm not really sure about the yellow. No, they're like, I don't know. I mean, brand new. Yes, they are.
Okay.
You know, if you get all the it looks like a.
I do like
a
them.
Jeep, right? I think those ones are super cool.
They do look pretty cool. I like them.
I don't know. Jeeps, I think, are also really badass.
Yeah, I told you about that. Was it that one Jeep I saw that I really liked and said, "Yeah, that's really good, but that's a super expensive vehicle." Was it the Mercedes Jeep? It was like the really kind of tall.
Yeah, the really boxy.
Yeah,
I know. I like those. The Land Rover, I think it was that you were looking at.
I don't know.
Yeah, those ones are
it just looked
pretty
like,
expensive.
Yeah,
but I really like those too.
So
not a big fan of these like really wide. Big SUV things, but I understand the practicality of those vehicles for our weather.
So did
because
you?
Because driving in the snow and stuff like that, PT Cruiser is a piece of shit.
Driving in the snow?
Yeah, like if in our car, it's not, doesn't have very good, well, you've never driven any other vehicle, so you don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
What to compare it to. But yeah, our car has no power. It has no, like,
torque
and nothing. It's a city vehicle. That's what you call weak little cars. So did you, city vehicle.
So did you make eye contact with Mr. Alfa Romeo?
No, I was too embarrassed.
You just looked down like.
No, I was just. I just. You know, whenever I'm embarrassed, I just talk to my son.
Okay. And did he point out what a cool car that was? Or what?
I pointed it out to him. And so we were talking about it, and he was like, "What is it? What is it, Mama?" So we talked about the car.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you will be getting a car soon. If anybody wants to buy your PT Cruiser for $5,000.
$5,000, yeah, right.
Which is 10 times the amount that we paid for it, basically.
Like, if anybody wants to trade a big screen, flat screen TV for a car, all right.
What? You'd, okay, maybe. Big flat screen for a car?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe. We just stay home.
I'm joking. I'm not being serious, okay?
Okay.
I'm joking.
So, I know we talked about this a couple episodes ago, and I know we really don't like to talk about politics, but it's kind of the big thing that people are talking about, Mr. President Trump. Something that I was surprised happened, but it did. And
I don't think we've ever talked about the election at all on our show.
We don't like talk about politics because it's serious stuff and we're not a serious show.
Well, and I'm not an informed person when it comes to
neither am I. I just like to that. Talk.
Like, I don't read about it. I don't do anything. I just.
But the thing is, like, one thing I noticed is immediately the day afterwards, people on Facebook and we're just completely going bonkers. That's all I saw. Trump, 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 Trump.
Yeah, I didn't look at it.
Which is probably a good thing.
Yeah.
But I know it would suck to live in the States right now, but yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that the after the election, like, I kind of actually got a little bit worried about things.
What are they saying on The View?
And
this?
No, it wasn't on The View. You know what? It was just like, it was a TV show that I watched, and the TV show had a race sort of story.
Law and Order? Or what was it?
No, I think it was that American Crime.
Oh, American
show.
Crime. Yeah. That show you'd been getting into.
I think that's the one that I can't remember. It was something like that on Netflix. And, you know, the whole underlying thing was, you know, like a lot of racism and fights and whatever, stuff like that. And that's just like, that's the part that scares me about this whole election. I worry about that. And I worry about that for Americans like a race war, like a riot.
You think there's going to be a race war?
Yeah, because he's so racist. And there's so many people, like, America is a diverse country. You can't have a racist president. Like, I just don't know what's going to go on for those people. And then also just listening to the radio, like on CBC, a lot of interviews that they're talking about people from different, like, racial backgrounds and stuff. And, I would be worried if I was them. You know, he's talking about, like, deporting people, and I think that's a pretty scary thing.
Part of me as a Canadian wants to see how this pans out for entertainment value.
I don't. I want to hide.
Just gonna hide.
I want, like, Canada to, you know, build caves for us to hide in from Trump.
So I'm gonna give you something.
Can we do that, Eric?
Build caves?
Build caves so we can all escape the Trump.
So I thought I'd print out this story, but I need to bring it up because I think this is something that we both should be outraged about.
This is totally different.
It's totally different, but it is definitely.
Okay, so we're not. We're done talking about this stuff.
We need to talk about more important things, like the this change that Toblerone has.
What?
I know.
Why are they changing the shape of the Toblerone bar?
I know. This is outrageous. Toblerone, their iconic shape, their little mountains or whatever. Yeah. They have, I think within the last month or so, they've changed the shape of it. So there's more valleys than there are mountains. And
I don't like that.
No. And that is...
It doesn't look like it will break as easily.
Not as satisfying. And because we're just looking at a picture right here. And
is it the same amount of chocolate, though?
No. You're getting screwed.
You're getting less.
You're getting less chocolate than...
There's only four peaks?
So
in the whole bar?
Maybe in a this piece that they're showing.
Oh man.
It is look what is this? What is this? What do you call this? This is
gypped, that's what I call that.
It's ridiculous. Like
I'm outraged.
Yeah, exactly. This is something that you can get outraged over more than Donald Trump. I find. I'm in fact I'm more livid about this change.
But you know what? Honestly, like I'm not a huge Toblerone fan. I don't really, really like it that
You don't
much.
Like the milk chocolate?
It's just too sweet.
Mm. I love Toblerone.
I like the bitter-er chocolate or stuff that has caramel in it. Oh, my goodness. When I went to McDonald's today, they have chocolate truffle with caramel ice cream? What?
And did you have one?
No, I didn't. I just walked out drooling all over my body, just holding back.
So how are you feeling now that you've had the McDonald's today?
I feel fine.
What did you eat? What did you have?
I you know what? I just really like the Big Mac.
The classic.
I just love it. That sauce.
Is that sauce?
But you know what I tried is the new French fries that they have.
There's different French fries?
Yeah.
What?
They're like, what do they call them? Crinkle cut. Sort of, but they're like shaped like circles, like potato crinkle.
Something. Oh, okay, yeah, like the little, yeah, like the.
And I didn't like it. It's just a lot more crunchy grease and less potato and not very salty. I think they forgot to salt them.
Another thing.
And then because they're so big, they don't really fit into the packages. So you only really get like five of these big French fry things like a million little French fries, which is way better.
Okay, I'm going to stop the recording. We need to go riot outside of McDonald's.
I know. It's not like they replaced them. It's an option. But, you know, the other thing I don't like is these stupid like touchscreen, like self-serve, blah, blah, blah things.
I agree with you, and I'll tell you why. The last few times that I've been there and I've done it, thing has worked fine, but it always fails when it does the receipt. The first time that I did it, no receipt came out at all. The second time, similar situation. They were all kind of scrunched up, backed up between the things, and none were coming out.
Yeah.
And I had to go with a guy, and the guy was just rolling his eyes.
Okay, it was just like really awkward because we walk in there. This lady's standing there behind the cash register.
Yeah.
And she's trying to talk to Bo. And then I'm like, do I go to the lady there who's standing there not doing anything who could take our order? Or do I go to the machine? Like, and I went to the machine because I thought, well, that's how they're trying to do things now. So then I'll do that.
They're really kind of pushing it.
I know, but it's so awkward because the lady was right there. She could have taken our order and it would have been way easier for me because then I just have to say it instead of trying to find everything on the machine.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know, like...
They need to work on that. It's nuts.
And custom-made hamburgers? What? Like, McDonald's?
What?
What are you trying to do?
They're trying to turn into Five Guys or what?
Yeah, they're trying to be like, okay, you can choose your toppings on your hamburgers. But I'm like, you know, at first I was like, well, that sounds cool. But then I get up there and I'm like, where the fuck are the classics? Like, just give me the basic combos. Like, why are you guys hiding this from me? I was like trying to find it because they're pushing these like, you know, Angus custom made shit on me. And I'm like, I don't want to have to think about that. Just give me like the pictures of the combos. Blah. Like, let me push that button.
Go. You want this combo?
Yeah, exactly.
Big fist size buttons.
Make it as stupid and simple as possible, please.
They definitely need to work on that. I've been really it's just kind of frustrating.
Cause I know, it's too many options. And then they were like, for the kids meal, it's like kids meal with a small fries or kids meal with a mini fries.
What does that mean?
What is the difference between a small fries and a mini fries?
I don't really. I don't know. And what kind of toy do you want? I just want the toy.
Yeah, just put the. I thought there was just the boy's toy and the girl's toy. Like, just put the toy in.
Yeah. Like, too many options.
Too many options.
That's why.
Too confusing.
That's why I like.
And then you have to get your own pop. Like, what the fuck? Really? You don't even pour my pop for me?
Do you want me to go back there and make my own hamburger?
I know.
Put down my own fries? It's like, you know, you guys, what are you guys doing here? I'm paying you $1.29 for a cheeseburger.
I know.
Or
then
whatever.
Meanwhile, like, the person standing behind the till is just standing there, not doing anything. I get the receipt. I'm like, do I give this to you? She's like, no, you just stand over there and just wait. I'm like, okay, so like, what are you doing here? And then the manager guy, he's just standing there.
Yeah.
He's got nothing to do.
Everybody's
then
standing.
Then he just goes around and just picks up trays from the garbage can. And then he goes back to standing in the same spot.
And then, you know, and then goes back.
And then meanwhile, the customers are doing all this shit for themselves. That doesn't make any sense to me.
Anything to save a buck, Rashawn. I think
these people are bored. Like, give them a fucking job to do.
No, I know. Like, because
it's not about, like, to me, it's not about, like, it's, you know, bored people. Like,
oh, yeah. Because before all this stuff came, you'd have a row of the people, you'd have a row of the
cashiers. Yeah.
And it would actually go faster because
it would go faster because they know how to ask the right questions. They could push the button, blah, blah, blah.
They'd be like, beep, beep, beep. Paint.
Done.
Okay.
Now you have people who are not McDonald's employees trying to push the buttons, basically.
And figuring out this.
It's so dumb.
We need to
change. So dumb.
We need to change back to 19.
Because, you know, people, I think these people who come up with these machines assume that people are smart enough to figure this out. But even for like self-checkout at IKEA or at
grocery stores
and stuff like that, they assume, okay, these people can figure this out. This is easy. Put the number in. That's on the Apple. Well, some of these people are like standing there trying to figure all this shit out, you know, and then that person, that attendant person keeps going back and forth to the machine. It's like, oh,
I know, it's just
it's not a good idea.
In a lot of ways, it's more efficient to be dealing with a human, especially in grocery stores.
Because it's their job. Well, maybe, they know how to do that stuff.
Like I'm quick enough now at the self-checkout that I can deal with that, but because I've done it enough, but. First time anybody encounters it, you just good luck. Good luck getting out of there at any decent amount of time.
I don't know. I don't know how they monitor the self checkout either. Like, how do they make sure that you are paying for everything?
Well, everything is weighed. You've never encountered the please place the item in the bag when you scan it.
Some things don't weigh anything.
I know.
So then what? You just like throw it in there? And sometimes you put something in and it's weighed something and then the machine will say unexpected item, blah, blah, blah. And then the cashier, the person who's monitoring everything will just be like, fucking machine. And then they just push the button and they'll just override it. So it's like,
yeah, and they don't even,
really not the most effective way.
The fact that they basically have to have a babysitter for those machines is, because these machines are not working or whatever. But let's move on. Shall we?
Yeah, I was listening to the radio today and CBC and they were talking about technology.
Yeah.
And its effect on people and how they feel.
Okay.
It was so good. I really want to listen to the full podcast. It's the podcast called the show called Spark.
Oh yeah, Spark.
So it's like all about technology and stuff. So they're talking about like the younger generation that is growing up with this technology and how it's making them feel lonely because they're not getting like they feel like they're getting the social interaction, but they're actually not getting face to face interaction with
people. And people need that.
And people need that. And so they have a lot of feelings of like loneliness and depression and stuff. And they don't understand why, because they are getting this social, what they think is socializing, but it's not.
The full picture.
Yeah. I was just like, thank you so much for playing this because I've been saying this for years.
It's much more satisfying to meet with somebody like face to face.
Yeah, I like talking to your face.
My dumb face?
Your face is nice. It's way better than talking to you on the texting on a phone.
Oh yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And it's I get it because, especially now, because for a lot of people, the majority of the type of interaction that they have with other people are via some form of technology, whether it's phone, voicemail, or whatever, or social, Facebook type stuff.
And that's not real, though.
No, it's just silly. It's pretend. It's like...
Yeah. And they're saying even with, you know, when this younger generation is like looking for jobs and stuff, they build up their LinkedIn, they make these like social connections, but when it comes down to it, it can't beat face-to-face contact, and they don't know how to do that because they've not grown up with that.
They've had no practice.
And so they have like social anxieties and oh my goodness.
That's going to be the big thing is
social groups.
No, social anxiety. Like, you know.
Yeah, but I've been saying this for a long time. I think that there should be social groups where people actually just, like a social, they just go and hang out with other people.
Like a social, like, yeah.
Like, yeah.
So, well, there's meetup groups, which we've been to. Like, we've been to podcast ones, but there's ones for a variety of different interests.
Yeah, but this is like nothing. Like, there doesn't need to be a theme to it.
It's just like, let's just meet. Hang out with people.
Yeah. Like, and why can't that just be like that?
It should be like that. Like, you know, because back in the days, you'd go to the church social and just meet people or...
Yeah, or the coffee shop or whatever. But even in, like, coffee shops or, you know, you go out, a lot of people are on their phones.
Most people are on their phone, yeah.
So even if you are looking to socialize with people,
it's hard.
It's not going to happen unless they're 80 years old and they don't give a shit about technology.
Because they have that barrier up there. You know, their phone, they're obviously paying more attention to that than... And people see that and they go, okay, well... That person obviously doesn't want to talk or
interact
with
But that's probably not true. It's just that, you know, that's what they do. They have social, you know, that's what we do nowadays is we go out and if we don't have anyone to talk to, we just look on our phone.
I know, I do that. And when I'm aware of myself doing that, I bite my lip and I'm like, oh, I don't want to be one of those people. But it's such an easy thing to do. It's such an easy distraction. It's such an easy escape.
Oh yeah, and they talked about that too
It's too easy, and we forget what it was like before these devices were, like, you know, even 10 years ago when we had crappy cell phones that didn't have internet, or, you know, were basically all you could do was talk or text. But
even then, when you could only talk or text, people would always be texting other people.
Yeah.
Well, talking to you, and then that became a thing. Okay. Like, is that appropriate? Is that okay? And it's like, yeah, that's kind of rude to do that.
Yeah.
I think that's rude. That's
you wait for a conversation to end, and then you, I don't know, but we're raising a generation of people who don't know how to deal with other people, and it's
kind of sad, really, because that's... You know, I think people need that. And it kind of goes along with, you know, all these machines that are being replaced in the grocery store.
Yeah.
You should have, you know, a certain amount of interaction with another human being
in
a day. And if you are a single person and you go to your job and everyone there is on their devices working, mm-hmm. and then, you know, they don't socialize with each other at their workplace or whatever, then you go to the grocery store and it's another machine.
When do you actually talk
to another person?
I know, it's funny because even...
It's kind of sad.
Even in the workplace, it's... And this is something which I've been trying to curb, is it's so easy just to fire off an email to a person that is 50 meters away.
Meters. Good job.
You know, as opposed to actually walking down their office and getting the idea across more clearly.
Yeah, and it's the same with, you know, talking to a friend. Instead of phoning them, you text them. Well, why not phone them?
Yeah. I wonder if... Do you ever feel tempted just to throw your cell phone in, like, a lake and just get, like, a dumb phone?
Yeah.
Okay. Me too.
Remember I was looking at that that phone for seniors that was called the Jitterbug or something, and it had really big numbers, and all it did was phone people.
I know. And it's such, yeah. It's so incredible. It's like, oh, wow.
The one thing I would miss, though, on my phone is the calendar, the day planner thing, because I do find that really useful.
It's handy for, yeah, that's one thing that I find handy is just having.
Yeah. But I am pretty sick of, like, all these emails. I get all these emails from all these different places. I need to, and I try and
unsubscribe.
Unsubscribe to it, but
yeah,
it doesn't work. I just keep on getting more from other places.
It's funny you should mention that, because I'm recently, within the last few months or so, I've been getting emails from all the different people who are running for, I guess, the Conservative Party of Canada leadership. I don't remember signing up to their individual lists, but I think because at one point in time it was a card-carrying Conservative member, my email address was out there, and then I'm guessing they use that list to send out. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't care. So I just unsubscribe.
Ugh, but then you do that every single time. I've been getting emails from TD Financial and... I can't remember the other banks saying that they need my bank account number because somebody.
Oh no, that's like a total scam.
I know. Oh. Well, I know that because I don't even have an account with
these
people.
Yeah, you see my eyes all of a sudden. Like, no, don't click on it. Don't click. You'll be fucked.
Yeah, but I don't have a bank account with that bank, so it doesn't matter. But I'm like, how is that happening? How am I getting these emails?
Maybe they're just, I don't know how.
Who knows?
I don't know how they get these addresses, but it's so...
Anyway, so I'd recommend listening to that podcast. Spark podcast from CBC.
I listened to it. I did subscribe to the podcast, that particular podcast, a while back, but I should check it out again because I've been one of the many, many podcasts that I listen to.
Yeah, I know.
Let's just change gears a bit. We've been a bit serious. Let's just talk about... this is the an eco-sexual bathhouse. Now, what is an eco-sexual bathhouse? Well, this little video is going to explain just that. It's a bathhouse where... It's not really much explaining, but...
This girl is getting a mask put on her face. And what is on that mask?
Looks like moss or...
Ew, now she's putting a finger condom on?
Thanks.
Oh, ew, she's...
She's pollinating...
Pollinating flowers with her finger. That's so gross. It's not gross, but they're making it look kind of gross. Why would you have to put a condom on to do that? It's flour.
Maybe to,
Now this girl's sitting in a bathtub and rubbing a leaf in her face.
I don't know about you, Rochelle, but I'm getting super hot right now. I'm going to put this video up on her Facebook group.
Oh, my goodness.
You can see.
Oh, it is like moss on the... Ew! That's disgusting.
So there you go.
I don't want to go there.
You don't want to do that?
So you're having sexual experiences with plants, basically.
With nature. You know, plants.
No.
Doesn't turn your crank?
No. Does it turn your crank?
I'm going to have to cool down after the show, for sure. I'm telling you that.
Gross.
No.
I'm worried. If I put the Christmas tree up, are you going to try and have sex with it?
I can't promise that I'm not going to because...
it's fake. It doesn't...
Oh, man. I'd be like having sex with a real doll or something like that. You know, it looks like it, but it just doesn't feel quite the same. This kind of going back to the beginning of the show, this one part I didn't mention about my adventure in San Diego was the getting home part and how much of an adventure that was.
Not the good part, though. That's the bad part. Why do you want to talk about the bad part? Why don't you talk about the good part?
The good part?
Yeah.
The good part of the trip?
Yeah.
Well, I got to bike on mechanical bikes. I got to see sea lions. I got to go to this crazy party, which I think I explained. I'm not sure if I have a video of it, but I may have a video of it because I've shown you pictures, but I don't think you've actually seen this crazy thing in action. And this is going to make no sense. Oops,
Then don't show it if it's not going to make sense.
I'll show you afterwards.
Yeah.
The
party with the cotton candy on the tree.
Cotton candy on the trees and the
And did you eat that cotton candy?
I did because
And then hump the tree?
No, I didn't.
It looked like a party from a movie.
It felt like a party from a movie. It was the most bonkers thing I've been.
With all the lights and stuff that you had. And
it was crazy.
Yeah.
I want to go to parties. Like, you know, it's funny because
I feel like Americans have more money.
They do have more
kind
money.
Of stuff.
They do have more money. They for this particular.
Like they go all out.
They did go. They rent out the entire marina. So I was telling you how.
Wow.
The one restaurant that we ate at the very first day that we arrived mentioned that they had been bought out by this conference just so that they could use their space. So they bought out that restaurant for an entire day just so that they could use the space. So everybody had a day off at that restaurant. And same thing with, you know, it was crazy. Like all the food trucks that you just go up and go, I would like that.
It's and bad. It was free?
Everything was free.
What?
Free beer, free food truck food, free.
I want to go there.
I want to do it every day.
Yeah.
I feel like an all-inclusive type situation.
Yeah, but better.
But better.
I know. I want to have an all-inclusive lifestyle all the time.
Yeah. Let's go back. Let's just live on resorts. Let's find out. Let's see.
We should figure that. Is that less expensive or more expensive than real life?
Well, let's just. We should.
It's probably more expensive.
I bet you
expensive.
we could cut them a deal. Say, hey, you know, we're thinking long term. Can you make it worth our while? Because I think we could just.
But the thing is, like, I always get sick from the water. And in the
but you'd have lots of time to get used.
To have my stomach get adjusted.
Yeah, exactly.
To could the you bacteria.
Okay, you know, we all have life goals. We all have aspirations. But
that's your life goal.
Basically,
I think I would get bored. Like, you know, even going there for a couple days. After a couple days, it's like, okay, now I want to do something now.
No, then you just go to a different resort.
Yeah, but it's the same. They're all kind of the same. They're all the same kind of thing. Like, you have to do stuff.
Then you go on a cruise ship. That's what I want to do.
But that's the same. That's still also doing nothing.
Okay.
It would be boring after a while, Eric. Like, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, it would be very boring. It kind of felt like I was in an all-inclusive place when I was at the airport trying to get out because we were stuck there. And then we had all these food vouchers because we were so delayed and we were eating for free. But you could not. We were at the point where we couldn't get out of the airport because we'd passed through customs and all that.
Yeah.
So it was just, yeah, it was a bit.
It's like all you did was eat.
And try and pass the time. And after about, we were there 12 hours in the airport in that one area. And you get sick of airport food. You get sick of.
Yeah, it's too much of. Well, airport food is never really that good.
It's okay.
The only thing that would be good is just to get drunk.
But but they specifically said on the vouchers, not valid for alcoholic beverages.
Because they don't want you getting drunk. Be like, oh, you know that whole flight that you delayed for 36 hours? They're all pissed.
They're all hammered and they're.
Thanks for the food vouchers.
Yeah, I know. So that didn't work.
That sucks.
And they had expiry dates as well too, so you couldn't use it another
next
day.
Time. Or-
yeah, you couldn't even use it after 24 hours. So you basically like you had these handful of vouchers and you had to use them. So we're just buying.
Oh, that's why you bought. Like,
that's
the
why
peanut
I came
brittle.
Back with the peanut brittle and the
nice.
That's exactly why I came back.
Yogurt pretzels.
Yep, because like I thought to myself, well, if WestJet is delaying us and they give us these vouchers, I'm going to use. As much
next time get licorice.
I didn't see any licorice.
Or candies.
Okay. I'll keep that in mind. All right. Well, I'm about done with this episode. What about you?
I'm good. Yeah.
You're good. I'm good.
I'm good.
Unless there's anything. Actually, unless you want to watch
Yeah, I want to see this video because I've been staring at it and this guy has such an odd haircut. It's a bowl cut.
It's something
and
which
I don't get what's happening. Can you please show it to me?
This is Barking Mad Actor Stage Show for Just for Animals. This is something which I've been wanting to talk about for the last few episodes, but just never got around to it. So I figure, let's talk about it now.
Interesting.
Okay.
So my name is Alex Bailey.
My name is Greg Durak, and we do performances for pets.
We've been doing performances for pets for the last 3 years, and in that time we've done over 80 performances across Berlin, Brussels, Vienna, Erlangen, and now we're here in Bristol, performing as part of the Bristol Biennial.
Yes, so the idea came about first as, well, we thought it was quite an interesting idea to try out, and we were surprised that actually the reactions of most pets are quite positive, or at least we get from the body.
You could add that background music to about anything that anybody does, and it just seemed like they're completely silly. Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun, yeah, dun, you know what? It reminds me of America's Funniest Home Videos. Yeah. I feel like that's something that they used on videos.
The music is not helping.
Not good, no.
Which is that the pets do get something out of it, so that's how we've continued. But in the beginning, we did not expect that this would become a kind of a touring performance. We have been looking at pets for years already as artists and as entertainers, and some.
So this is a highly visual clip. So this man and this woman are crawling around on their hands and their knees.
They're wearing interesting kimono shirts.
I do too. Like that. I think that's kind of cool.
Yeah. And they're matching.
That's what I want for Christmas, for sure. I want a kimono.
Look at their couch. That's such a good idea. They just put big footstools on the ends so that it becomes a lazy boy.
Whoa, that's that easy?
Genius. Yeah. Genius. Anyway, yeah, they're like shaking their bums and crawling around and stretching and trying to act like animals.
They're performing for pets.
Yeah.
The value that pets are able to give to humans is incredible. It's something, of course, that they don't get paid for in money, but I think that the pets have really figured out what humans need, which is unconditional love, or the ability for humans to give unconditional love. And then there's something always mysterious, which is some kind of entertainment, which we would equate to art. And that is how this came about, that we imagine that we are performing for our colleagues from a different species.
What do you think about that?
I think I would definitely be taking them more seriously if there wasn't that silly music behind them. I think with their artists and it seems like some sort of performance art type thing that they're doing, which, you know, either like or you don't. Is for as much good performance art as there's a ton of bad performance art. I've only seen this clip of them, so and this clip kind of paints them in a silly way, so it's hard for me to really kind of get a sense of what they're doing.
I like it.
I'd like it too. I think it'd be fun.
I wanna watch it.
You wanna watch?
I wanna watch people act like animals. It's funny.
They're performing for animals, and I think that's
isn't it like for people too?
Well, yeah, because they're artists, so. So while they're performing for animals, I'm sure they're maybe performing it in a gallery as well too. I'm not sure. I don't know.
I can't see them performing that in a gallery. I don't know. I think it's kind of fun. I think that they should. But do you think that maybe it's kind of like what people who call themselves furries do? Like they kind of like act like animals.
You know what? Here's the thing. No, I don't think it's that. Because I've seen people around their pets, and when they're trying to like make their get their pets all excited, you know, they do silly things like, you know, so I don't think it's that kind of thing. I don't think they're...
It's not sexual.
It's not sexual. I think it's more... They're just generally trying to entertain whatever animal, like, you know, the pets.
Do you think maybe these people just need to have a baby?
Or...
kids?
Yeah. I don't know. There's always that possibility, too. Do you think that's what... Do you think there's something underneath the surface there that they need to entertain... another species?
Yeah.
I think, you know, maybe. But maybe it's just an art thing. Maybe it's just...
Well, it can be both.
I guess so.
I think it can be both.
Do you think our child is an art project?
No, but I think that there's something that's within every adult that wants to be more playful and then you do that with an animal if you have an animal.
Yeah, like
and also like you're caring for the animal, you're caring for the child. Like there's a lot of like similar sort of
feelings
and emotions and things that are. Well, I'm not saying that it's the same at all. It's not the same, but I think that it's kind of like if people sometimes when people want to have kids, they get a cat.
Yeah.
Or a dog.
Yeah. But, you know, think of how we entertain Beau when we're, you know, we
do silly things.
We do things that we wouldn't necessarily do to entertain an adult. And if you look at it in a certain context, it would look ridiculous. But
yeah.
But you're
just, and it's the same with like with what they're doing with the pets. It's,
yeah, they're just trying to entertain.
Being silly and.
Well,
so I just think that they should just have a baby.
Okay. But yeah, I'll put that clip up. You can check it out yourself and draw your own conclusions. The conclusion that I draw from that is that I really, really want to come.
I'm not saying that everyone who has animals wants to have kids. I'm just saying that it evokes the same emotions and playfulness in people.
Yep, that's true.
Yeah, that's all.
I do want a kimono though.
Yeah. I do. I like those kimono things. They're pretty cool. They're really comfy and they're sexier than a muumuu.
Yes, they definitely are. Well, that was a show. Talked about a lot of stuff.
Oh, we forgot to say, what was your favorite thing this week?
Oh, my favorite thing this week. My favorite thing this week. I don't know. We'll leave it for next week. I didn't even.
My favorite thing? Buying Christmas presents.
Yeah. Online shopping. Because it's better than...
No, I don't do online shopping. Fuck that. I like going to the store and actually picking up the object, looking at it, and then purchasing it.
Not me.
Yeah, nope. You're boring.
Wait, didn't we just talk about this?
So click, 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 click.
And then that's go how back Eric to eating, does it. And then go back to eating Pringles.
Yeah.
All right. Anyways, thanks for listening. Is there anything you want to say other than that before we just wrap it all up in a nice little bow and put another tree for Christmas?
Nothing. Yeah, well, we're going to do a show before Christmas. So.
Yeah. We'll do our Christmas special.
What do you want for Christmas, Eric?
A kimono.
I want a million pairs of nice, warm socks.
Yes.
Yeah. I just love getting socks. I know some people say that's the worst Christmas present. I love it, especially if they're really nice socks that you wouldn't normally buy.
Don't even
for
get
yourself.
Me started about bad socks.
I love socks. Yeah.
Socks.
I also kind of want one of those snuggy blankets. The blankets with arms. Because we have the onesie thing, but I don't like the onesie thing. I just want the blanket with arms. Those are
awesome.
Well,
if anybody wants to get any of these gifts, send us an email at info at tiptap.
Wear it every minute of every
info at tiptaptip.com and we'll send you.
You could
the
put that stuff
address.
Underneath your winter jacket and no one would even know that you're wearing a Snuggie in public.
Until
and that's the best part about winter.
And you can just pee anywhere where no one will know.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to put my Snuggie on and put my high boots on and my big winter jacket. No one would know that I was wearing, you know, fluffy pajamas.
Okay. All right, thanks for listening. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
Talk later. Bye.
Bye.
Gonna take you from